Hello, runners. It's time to get mental with another episode of Mental Marathon Training. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about some techniques I used today to push through a hard run. So this morning when I set out for my tempo work, I have to be honest, I was completely freaked out before the run ever even started. For some reason, hitting an 8.5 minute mile while doing hill work absolutely makes sense to me. Totally seems doable. There's something about knowing that I'm running hills, that I'm just going to have to push really hard, and it's going to be kind of uncomfortable. Or I know I can do intervals that are, 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes. There's always a break. Even with hills, I might be running uphill for a half mile, but that means I get to run back downhill for a half mile too. So starting out on my tempo run, I'm always a little bit nervous, and that nervousness pretty much translates into the run starting off pretty horrible. So for the first mile of tempo work, I was pretty convinced there wasn't a chance I was going to be able to finish this run. So by mile two, I turned off the headphones, and I started to think to myself, I'm only running a little bit faster than race pace. I'm going to be asking myself to hold that pace for 26 miles. I only have to do this for 4 miles today. So why am I making it so hard on myself? And I started to get into the rhythm of flowing. So think of it a little bit like water. If you put your hand into the stream and you try to just really grasp the water, it's just going to run through your fingers. But if you relax your hand and you cup it, then you can actually pick up some water. So this same idea is something that I learned a while back in terms of my running. There are these times where I'm really just pushing and pushing, and I'm not going all that much faster, but I'm using a whole lot more energy. So instead, I start sort of thinking to myself about flowing like the water. So if you hit a rock, you hit an obstacle, you just let your body sort of keep going. So I relaxed my face muscles. I got my shoulders down. I started just thinking about my feet turning over quickly. I stopped pushing so hard and started just letting my body flow. And the next thing I knew, I was hitting the right pace. It didn't feel so hard because I wasn't making it so hard anymore. So for the next 2 miles, I really just kept up a steady mantra in my head of easy, light, and free. So easy, keeping the feeling easy, light, keeping myself light on my feet, a quick turnover, and free, meaning I was just free to move, free from expectations, free from whatever mental boundaries were sort of holding me back. I think for me, speed work has always been the toughest because I don't believe that I'm fast, so it makes it very hard for me to think that I can run faster. But each time I finish one of these workouts, it proves to me once again that a lot of my barriers are mental. They're not physical. I absolutely can run much faster than what I believe. So working on my beliefs and working on really just letting my body take over when I go out to run is at the top of my list right now for training. What's at the top of your list? What are the barriers you need to overcome so that you can become a better runner? Do you have beliefs that are holding you back, like you can't do hills, or it's too hard for you to run farther than a 5K, or you aren't that fast? What are some of the beliefs that are holding you back that may not really be true, but are things that you've sort of set up in your head? This idea that I'm not fast plays over and over in my head from when I was little. When I played softball, I was not a good runner at that point in time. I was so inflexible that running actually looked fairly painful, and that's what my parents would tell me. So in retrospect, it's pretty funny to me because I can see in my head how awful my running looked. It wasn't Phoebe on Friends sort of flailing around, but it was a very uncomfortable run. And for the girl who was the tallest on the team, this was really strange. So I constantly heard people telling me how slow I was. When I started playing volleyball, people still told me how slow I was. I was great at passing or I was great at hitting, but God, was I slow. So I've got all these sort of mental tapes playing in my head telling me that I'm slow. But the thing is, I'm not, and I don't have to be. I can choose to get better. I can choose to let my body do these things because now I'm training and I'm putting in the effort. So that's something for you to think about today. What are some of the mental tapes you're playing and some of the ways that your beliefs are holding you back from becoming a better runner? Have a great day and a great run, everyone.